There was a commotion at the entrance to the compound. In the half-light, Kin saw a knot of men approaching, surrounding a taller shape that moved across the ground in hops. When it drew nearer the cages, Kin saw that it was roughly man-shaped, but at least 3 meters high. Once it reared and spread a pair of dark wings the size of sheets. One of the men darted forward. The tall shape whimpered and cowered. Kin, pressed against the bars, got an impression of scales and pectoral muscles like barrels. She jumped back as the door of the neighbouring cage was opened and the thing prodded inside. She saw a stubby horned head and glowing green eyes that narrowed when they saw her. The door slammed shut and the men retreated quickly. The creature grunted, gave the door an experimental shake, went and sat down in the far corner of the cage with its arms around its knees. The men returned and they were carrying a small, struggling body. Kin made out the shape of a creature like the one she had seen on the hilltop, part human, part animal, part insect. It whistled shrilly as it was carried. As one of the men let go to reopen the cage door, it screeched and raked his chest with a claw. When he fell back, it wriggled free, kicked another man in the stomach with a small hoof, and sank its teeth into a third man's arm before it was grabbed. The man who had been clawed stood up silently and landed a swinging blow that crunched when it hit, like the crushing of beetles. It landed in a heap inside the cage and lay still. The men retreated but did not leave the area. After a while, a watchman's fire sprang up. Kin called up Silver. "They are staying," she said. "There must be 10 of them now. Marco will never get in."
"I think the guard is for the benefit of your friend in the next cell," said Silver. "Marco has a plan, though. Two plans, in fact. If the first doesn't work, he proposes to explode the waiter's power pack."
Kin thought about it. "That would kill us all," she said, "and leave a crater about a mile across."
"Quite so. But we would have won."
There had never been a Man-Kung war, just a few early skirmishes now diplomatically forgotten. Kung had no concept of conquest, mercy, prisoners, or rules. Marco was tainted with human ideas, but... "Is he serious?"
"I think he is frightened almost to death."
The big winged creature was watching Kin. She was aware of two pale lights in the gloom.
"I have my own plan," said Silver.
"Oh, good. I like listening to plans."
"I have compiled a speech. When a priest next approaches you, you will recite it to him. You are an Ethiopian princess, left stranded in this country when your party was attacked by robbers. You demand to be released. You are a devout Christer, by the way. So is your father, who is a king, and who will be angry in very physical ways when he hears about this treatment."
"It sounds a bit contrived," said Kin. She was watching the giant in the next cell. 3 meters high. What did it use for ankle bones?
"Kin Arad,"
said the winged demon. She stared. Nothing had moved. The creature was still slumped against the bars, watching her. When he spoke again, Kin couldn't be sure in the dim light, but the lip movements didn't seem to coincide with the sound she heard, as if something was being badly dubbed. "I am Kin Arad," she said.
"What is your dominion?"
said the demon in perfect allspeak. "I don't know what you mean."
"I am Svandor, of the dominion of Agliarap. I cannot determine your dominion or place."
"It seems to be speaking Shandi," said Silver.
"Speak. Are we partners in adversity?"
"I hear it in allspeak," said Kin urgently. "I think it's using some kind of direct mind stimulation. Its lips aren't moving properly."
"Do not mumble. Do you think I do not know of the creatures to whom you talk by the power of the lightning? The thinking bear and the upright frog with four arms? And the mechanical device that prepares food beyond the powers of Huictigararas?"
"Are you reading my mind?"
"Of course I am, you stupid bitch. But it is difficult. You are of this world, yet not of this world. Neither are you of the Brotherhood of the Damned, yet the Praying Ones have captured you."
"Keep it talking," said Silver.
"The Christers think I am a water sprite," said Kin.
"Sprites cannot speak and are of low intelligence, as everyone knows. They are like this thing."
Svandor kicked out and managed to hit the wheezing fawn with a curved toenail.